What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the People's Podcast. If you're keeping track, and it's been going on for a couple of years now, we're on episode 90. We are 10 away from the big 100. It is Backlash France. I'm Insider BA. I'm here with Macho Man Matty Savage and Dango. We do have Timo and Nate, the Enforcers picks, but unfortunately they couldn't make it for this episode. However, we are in France, and the show must go on. So, it is, as Matt deemed, the hangover of WrestleMania. This is technically what it used to be called, WrestleMania Backlash. What a whack time that was. But now we are Backlash France, and I don't know where in France they are, but I just know the crowd is loud. That is for damn sure. How are you guys feeling about the card?
This is the typical, let's get something in after WrestleMania. This one to me is pretty easy.
It's the Backlash, right?
Yeah, it feels like it's obviously a new year, new season of WWE. So, you know, they're trying to get their ducks in a row, get set up for, you know, Money in the Bank in a couple months. You know, they've got Saudi Arabia coming up after this. So that's another downer to me. But hey, at least you got the King and Queen of the Ring coming back after this. But
yes.
Looking forward to this one just for the simple fact of it being overseas. And like you said, the crowd is apparently bumping in Lyon.
Lyon.
Oh, is it Lyon?
Yep.
Lyon, France. All right. So, like I said, there are five matches, no particular order. The way I'm going to announce them, we're going to predict, you know how it goes. It is a new season for us, season 7. Our winner from season 6, Macho Man Matty Savage, had a record of 101-14. Would you look at that? Second place, damn near perfect. Would you say, Matt?
Damn near perfect.
Yes, almost. I am the loser, along with the Enforcer, even though I had more correct than Timo, but we look at the L's in this column, and I had one more L than Tim, so Tim takes third. So it is a new season. Once again, if you're not following, social media is pretty easy, @_SmackTalk everywhere, except for Facebook. Facebook is Official Smack Talk. That's it. So let's kick this off with the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. The Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane, versus Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. I will start this off because it is, I think, very easy. I want to say this card might be the easiest we've done in a long time. And this newly formed tag team, which my opinion is whack, but I know what they're doing for the future. I can see these two eventually butting heads between Bianca and Jade. But let's make them a tag team. Jade's still green. Bianca shows her the ropes. Jade turns on Bianca. It's going to be a great feud. Looking forward to it. If Jade can run away with that torch. However, they are both going to run away with the new WWE Women's Tag Team Championships tomorrow. And that is my pick. And I believe the Enforcer follows me. He says the same thing. And we both have Kairi Sane being pinned.
Might as well make it three, because I also have new Women's Tag Champs here. Yeah, I'm more looking forward to the future between Jade and Bianca, not so much this tag title win that they're going to have tomorrow.
Agreed. Same thing for me. However, to me, I think this is pretty important because they're going to be a winning team. So when they do break up, it's gonna be very well done. You gotta have some dubs under the belt to show that you're friends, but you're winners too.
Yes.
So, yeah, and Timo, we have Bianca and Jade, and we say who got pinned yet?
Yes.
Kairi Sane.
Yeah.
Did everybody say Kairi Sane?
Yes. I have to double check.
Take the titles off them and nothingness over on Monday Night Raw, where they've been drafted.
That is right. I guess I got to watch Asuka again. Just like I got to watch. Where's Naomi?
SmackDown.
Oh, good. Good segue here. The WWE Women's Championship is on the line. Bayley is defending against Naomi and Tiffany Time, Tiffany Stratton. I'll let any one of you guys kick this one off.
I'll hit it off. To me, I think we got to keep that belt around Bayley. I got Bayley here. I got Naomi being pinned. That I think that's got to happen so they can feud a little bit, even though it should be Tiffy time in that discussion for sure. And Timo also had Bayley and Naomi getting the pin.
Oof. We're just going to keep going hand in hand here. I have Bayley winning as well. Naomi taking the pin. Wouldn't be surprised if Tiffany takes the pin, but I think this is more about building her future and the whole Money in the Bank, as BA has mentioned before, but
yep.
Too early to take the title off of Bayley, in my opinion. So absolutely. I'm going Bayley to retain and Naomi. Sorry, buddy.
It is a clean sweep. Me and the Enforcer both have Bayley retaining her title and Naomi getting pinned. And yeah, Naomi, you can go do nothing on SmackDown. Welcome back to WWE again.
I just want to point out, I think that's the first time that we went back-to-back matches and everybody had the same pick.
Clean sweep, right? It's pretty clear. I will say something about the Triple H era. I love it. Not hating on it.
Wow, Nate is off to a fantastic start right now.
Yes, he is. I just feel so far in the Triple H era, it's kind of predictable with some matches. You know, if Vince, I can say right now, I think if Vince was still running the show, and we're not talking about Cody yet, but I think Roman Reigns would be your champ still. We'll get to that when we get to it might be the main event. But right now it is Roman's bloodline. Or is it Solo's bloodline? Who knows bloodline it is, because Paul Heyman doesn't know what's going on anymore. It is Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus the bloodline, Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. So if you need a recap on this, Solo said, Paul Heyman, step aside. Don't talk anymore. I'm the guy. I am the tribal chief. And what the tribal chief wants, tribal chief gets. And he got a new member, his cousin, or yeah, I think it's his cousin, Tama Tonga. He's a step cousin, whatever he is.
MFT.
MFT, my family tree. As far as Jimmy Uso, he's Gonzo. And Jay is still main event. We'll talk about him soon as well. But how do you guys feel, one, about the match, and two, about Solo's direction here with the bloodline?
I think it's honestly, it's the bloodline story remains the most important story in the WWE. You know, the whole Cody story, everybody loved that for the past 2 years, but now that's come and gone, and look what's still relevant. Now it's the next branch, the next chapter of this bloodline story.
Yeah.
You know, everything with Solo, bringing in Tama Tonga now, I mean, he's just that lunatic, and I think it's great. So this next stem of the story and whatever ending we're in, sixth, seventh, eighth, third ending, man, this is cinema.
There it is.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's epic.
Yeah. But Randy Orton and Kevin Owens, I mean, I don't know. They're here, but they're here to take an L.
It's RKO.
Is that what it is? Touche. Yeah. I haven't been watching SmackDown, clearly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm going Solo and Tama to pick up the win here, and I've got KO taking the pin because he just seems to always be that fall guy.
Right. I'll follow suit. I also have the bloodline winning this match. KO takes the pin. Sorry, buddy. My take is I love everything that's happening right now, and I think it's just hilarious that, like Matt said, the most talked about thing on SmackDown, I won't say Raw, but on SmackDown is still the bloodline. Roman's not here, and we're still talking about what he created. He created his empire, the bloodline. Solo, Jay, Jimmy, they're everywhere. Little pieces of Roman, they're all hanging out on the shows. And you don't need Roman. And you're in France right now, and they're chanting, thank you, Roman, to Cody Rhodes, who is your world champ. So isn't it amazing? But Solo's taking over. Who knows if he's the true tribal chief now? That babyface turn of Roman and his Usos are going to be cinema in itself. That might be inning seven or six or eight, or I'll go into extra innings with this whole story because I want more of it. And the enforcer wants more as well because he has bloodline winning with KO being pinned. Some bonuses we got, huh?
Hey, well, guess what, guys? Before I jump into the whole solo thing, I will say, if you want to hear my takes on it, please go back onto the Spotify list as I'm doing an entire Bloodline saga podcast on it, just because it's so entertaining. But I think Solo is top notch right now. He's absolutely playing the hand he was dealt, and it's working perfectly for him. He already changed, like his demeanor has changed. He will now, he has to take over or in some way, and it's going to be great to watch. But gentlemen, I think this is the third consecutive match that everybody went clean sweep, as Tim and I have identical picks. I have the Bloodline, KO taking the pin.
That's incredible. Incredible that it's going to come down to potentially what opens the show, what co-main events, and what main events. There's three bonuses for the ending. One last thing to talk about the Bloodline, and that's the fact that I believe we all think Solo, or I don't know who's thinking this, but Solo could be saying he's the tribal chief, but I think this is definitely leading back to when The Rock eventually returns later this year or for WrestleMania on the road. But it's going to be great. We're going to have Roman versus Solo when he comes back, thinks he's like, well, back up Solo. I'm the guy. I can see it now. And Solo eventually is going to say, I did it for The Rock, you know, just like his dad did. So it's all going to tie in. Nice little happy circle. But I'm looking forward to the rumor, of course, of another MFT, I guess you can say, of Jake Fatu potentially showing up tomorrow to probably enter the Bloodline as well and help them win this matchup. We'll see. He'll be another guy with a hood sitting outside the ring, and he's just going to interfere. But speaking of someone who showed up to win the championship, congratulations. Damian Priest cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase at WrestleMania like Seth Rollins did years ago, and he is now your new World Heavyweight Championship. He, however, has to defend it against main event Jey Uso. I have two questions. One, how do you feel about the match? And two, actually three questions. How do you feel about Priest as champ? And three, will main event Jey Uso be the main event of Backlash France? Take it away.
Wow. I'll go. No. No, I don't think he's the main event. We can start there. Okay. I think that's going to be Cody Rhodes for the simple fact of it's Cody Rhodes, and you got to get all of France to do this whole whoa and all that shit that he does.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Damian Priest, definitely deserving of the title. I do think this first month, because obviously I watch Raw every Monday, I think this first month has been very flat.
Correct.
The month's been more about the dissension of the Judgment Day than anything.
It's also the draft, you know?
Yeah, and the draft, that's been kind of, that whole draft was pretty ass, if you ask me. I hate to say it in the Triple H era, but nothing that great about it to me. But yeah, Damian Priest as champ so far, I see where he's trying to, you know, assert himself as the guy, but right now, I mean, he's still been involved with R-Truth and, was it R-Truth in, on one of the episodes of Raw?
Yes, the first episode, actually. The Raw after Mania.
Nothing against Truth. You know, he's a Raw tag team champ now, you know. But, yes. I mean, I don't know.
He shouldn't have been there, man.
I mean, when was Seth Rollins ever around R-Truth?
Correct. No.
And when would Roman ever find himself next to R-Truth? No offense. No offense.
He found himself next to Sami Zayn.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that worked out. But, Damian Priest, again, it's still early. He could turn this around. I think the whole story of the Judgment Day breaking apart, or however that's going to work, whether they turn on Damian, whether he turns on them, whatever it ends up being. Sorry, Jay. It ain't your time yet. I don't know if it'll ever be your time, and I've mentioned that on past podcasts that I don't know if he's ever going to be that guy, but if there's ever a time to do it, it's now, because he is really, really over. But nah, Damian Priest retains.
That would be insane. Oh my gosh. Just to get my pick out of the way, and wow, Timo as well. Damian Priest is taking the dub here. But for Damian Priest to main event pay-per-view over Cody Rhodes, right? Hear me out. How do you feel? How do you feel about Cody being first? Would you find that like, wow, that means nothing? Or do you hold stock in that if he's the first?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
What do you think?
Don't do that.
But Roman did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's not Roman.
Look
He's
at
not
it,
Roman.
That's what I'm saying. I look at it like, man, that totally diminishes, you know, everything. But they could put like the Bayley match as your main event, because that is a champion. That's a heavyweight title, technically.
Yeah.
Right.
I think if Cody is the first match, you that tells you everything you need to know about his title reign. I mean, he just made it into night two, and he's kicking off the next PLE. That's a no way. I would be shocked.
Correct.
Would be wild. And I knew there was three questions. I got two.
I think you hit them all.
Well, better.
Yeah. Good job. I don't think Jey Uso main events this. I have Damian Priest, and I believe the Enforcer has Damian Priest as well. My take on this is the fact that, fun fact actually, 1 year ago, you had Damian Priest versus Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico. So look at that. 1 year later, if you do your job, you get rewarded. Do your job. The man's a world heavyweight champion now. However, I still feel where he is a... It's eventually leading to the dissension, we know that, of Judgment Day. I can see Priest versus Finn down the line. And I can also see Priest losing his title to probably Drew McIntyre eventually, because that's been the whole story as well. But Drew's busy with CM Punk. So Priest is going to be a champ going into the summer. And this is going to be, he did a great year building himself to get here. Now you're the champ. Can you, it's all about staying on top, you know, not just being mommy on top. So, yeah, we'll see. And I think that segues now into potentially the main event. Probably is going to be the main event. And if it's not, damn it, I still believe Roman Reigns should have retained, damn it. Cody Rhodes, your new undisputed WWE champion versus AJ Styles. And I'm going to kick this one off. First of all, Nate told me about 2 hours ago, he said, damn, I'm going to pick Cody Rhodes. It'd be great if he fucking loses. He loses his first defense, and it'd be great if he walks out of France with no title, you know, no daddy's title. So I am also going to pick Cody Rhodes here. But I would love it if AJ Styles won this, because as much as we're all talking about Cody and, you know, should he have beaten Roman, and Roman's gone and Roman's long reign is defeated by, you know, Cody Crybaby. God damn it. The Crybaby's cried. He got into the main event, both main events, and he did it. He overcame the odds of the final boss and the tribal chief, and I don't want to put my final stamp on this title reign. All I just want to say is the fact that, damn it, you only got 1 month, and you know, you're shit in the bed. You're shit in the bed as a champ. And I'm hoping that it's probably going to be a year-long title run. I'm hoping it gets better. Great first opponent, AJ Styles. That man's taken L's, unfortunately, lately, just like Shinsuke Nakamura. He's just a guy, but it'd be a great guy to take it off of Cody Rhodes. So We'll see. I don't want to give that final stamp yet because, like I said, this is the hangover. We're kind of getting through the draft. We're getting through this shit to then go to Saudi Arabia, which is going to be more shit. And after Saudi Arabia, I was it Money in the Bank?
Yep. I think.
Is it Money in the Bank? Oh, look at that. So I don't know. Cody, they're chanting Roman when you're speaking. So we'll see how long that lasts.
All I'm going to say, all I'm going to say is I told you so. I mentioned this on, I don't remember which podcast, but I said, give it a year or give it 6 months. I forget which exact podcast it was, but the crowd is going to turn on Cody Rhodes. Now that he's finished the story, nobody gives a damn.
And that's what I said. What can Cody do? I said, fucking finish this story already because I'm sick of it. And this was months before the Rumble. And here we are. He did it.
I mean, now, there's no way he's losing this match, but
it'd be fucking amazing if he did. But damn, I need to see who is Cody Rhodes because I know who Cody Rhodes is. Okay, I saw it back in the day, dashing, masked, everything. I want the heel run. It's amazing he's champ for a month, and we already wanted to be heel. You know, it's American Nightmare. Give it to me, damn it! Like.
It's gonna happen. It's, you know, it's cinema. It's storytelling, baby.
I don't know, man. Cena never
AJ Styles though. AJ Styles, a great opponent. I mean, I don't think anybody else was really fitting. I also called that one before the whole tournament started. Man, just it's interesting, you know, taking an L to LA Knight and then you recover and beat LA Knight to earn this opportunity. So LA Knight, just to spend a moment on him, you know, keep kicking that rock down the road. Eventually, his time will come. Yeah. But I mean, at this point, not to shift away from this match, I think LA Knight's time is going to come maybe next year at this point. During the next draft, he'll get reverted over to Raw, and he'll win the world title there.
Unless he actually wins the Money in the Bank this year.
And cashes in on the world title.
Unless he, you know, makes all the Cody crybabies cry.
Be great. Be great, but Cody Rhodes definitely picking up the win here.
I can say me and Tim are on the same boat. Cody Rhodes taking the win here, but I just got a little different take here. I actually don't mind what's going on with Cody right now. I'm just gonna be one of those guys that don't think it's bloodline great, but I don't think it's like Roman Reigns, Shield kind of bad when he was the champion. You know, it's a month, and I think for the first match in AJ Styles, they're gonna bring the house down. We know that both of these dogs can wrestle, so we're gonna have fun. How fast? Like we hated Roman for being the old Roman Reigns for so long. We wanted him to turn heel. And they pushed back. They said, no, we're not doing that right now. And it just made you want it more. And Tager said it on a podcast, like, heel Cody's going to be fucking dope.
Yep.
And I think it's – they have to make us just hate that he's so – he's not
– right.
It's only been a month. And thank God you guys look on and sink it already.
It's just because we know what's happening. You know, it's the exact thing what happened with Roman. We wanted it. They never gave it to us. And they never gave it – I'm saying they did give it to us, but they didn't give it to us like till 9 years or 7 years later. Yeah. The problem is because we came from an era where John Cena ran it for 15, 20 years, and he was the good guy the whole time. So we were seeing what they were doing with Roman. And I just feel like Cody is like the great value version of fucking John Cena. That's what we got here. Damn it, he's just a knockoff. And that's my problem with it. It's like we knew what Roman could be. He finally did it because he believed in himself. Damn it. Believe that. He became the tribal chief. He said, I watched that documentary. He said he was going to do what he wanted to do. And damn it, that's what we wanted. And we finally got it. The thing is, Cody, is he being himself? That's what it comes down to. Yeah, you can be a good guy, you know, take a picture, you know, kiss a baby. But are you really being yourself? What do you really succeed at? You know, Randy Orton, as much as he's, you know, he could be a good guy and he can succeed at both, we all know it's heel Orton all day if you're picking one. He is just, you know, crazy. Seth Rollins, another name. Who are you picking? You picking heel Seth? You picking babyface Seth? You know, hard worker Seth? Or I'm going to fuck you up, Seth, because I'm crazy myself. So it's like John Cena did it for 20 years, and he, damn it, he proved it. He can be a babyface the whole time. Hulk Hogan did it until he became Hollywood. So it's just like, damn it, I know what we're going to get a fucking year out of babyface Cody, and
The thing about Cody's character is that even as the good guy, he can still come off as a bad guy on the mic. Just because, you know, he uses all the big words and he just seems like a little son of a bitch, you know?
Damn, I guess he's stop fucking talking about his dad. That's what I'm fucking pissed off about, damn it. It's like, we got facing AJ Styles, like, hey, you know, AJ faced my daddy. Hey, but listen, God rest your soul, Dusty Rhodes, but you finished the story, but let's move on, man. This is Cody Rhodes' story now. This ain't talking about Dusty anymore. That's my only problem with this. It's like, you're not being you. You're being your dad's son. You're Dusty Rhodes' son in my eyes right now. You're not the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. You have not established yourself.
You know what the real Cody story has to be up until The Rock comes back? It's Randy Orton.
Oh, it's going to be great.
But doesn't look like they're pulling that trigger on.
Yeah, they're waiting. They're waiting.
He's a Slytherin snake. He's watching.
Yeah, he's on SmackDown still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. They're waiting. He's gonna slither in there, definitely do some things.
Thing is,
so
wait with them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we're gonna have to watch this.
Yes.
They have stuff so ready.
We have three bonuses to wrap this up. Which match opens the show? Which match is the co-main event? And which match is the main event? Maddie, what do you have opening the show?
I've got the world heavyweight title, Damian Priest.
I also have Damian Priest, and Nate has the Bloodline.
And this is where we differ, folks, because Timo and myself have the Bloodline opening up Backlash.
Ooh, so it's 50-50. You know, it nice. Could be total left field, and we go, you know, Tiffy time to start the show. Which match is the co-main event?
I have
Bayley, and Nate has Bayley as well.
I have Bayley,
and Timo has Bayley as well.
Dango, you have Bayley as well.
Yep.
Cross the board, star it. Which match is the main event? I'm gonna assume we all picked Cody.
Yep.
Oh, damn it! That crybaby's gonna hold that title for all the Lyon fans.
Sounds like it comes down to which match opens
the first match.
Yeah. Well, finally, we have one something that differs is what opens the show. So
now I really hope it's Cody.
So if you listen to the beginning of this show, you heard us mention our social media, but I'll say it again at @_SmackTalk for everything except for Facebook, official Smack Talk. Of course, we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Look us up that way. Smack Talk, People's Podcast will come up. I'm InsiderBA @_InsiderBA on Twitter. And that is it. We are done talking about Backlash France. It's going to be a great show. 1 o'clock Eastern tomorrow for us. So
hell yeah.
It's a good Saturday afternoon type of show. Right. I'm InsiderBA, Macho Man, Dango. Thank you for tuning in. We are out of here.
Yeah. Cheers.